A reflection from Father Luis Cezano, Mark 4:23-25. Everything comes to light. On the lampstand. Don't let the concern about what people might say hide the gifts that God has given you. You have much to offer. You are light, as you were reminded of in the sacrament of baptism. I understand that this world can daunt or intimidate you for fear of being excluded or shamed. But if you can do so much good, you can put yourself out for so many people or things, don't hide. Show yourself the way you are and reveal that gift that God gave you. By giving light, others will surely be able to see blemishes in you. Don't be afraid. We all have them. But remember that the light is stronger than any blemish. You can't imagine how many blemishes I have, and many people notice them. But nevertheless, here I am, encouraging you to put yourself on the line because you have so much to give that even your own blemishes will disappear in time. The measure. Over time, I have learned that life is not an exact science. Not everything is black and white. There are also grays. Life has taught me, and is still teaching me, that I cannot be so rigid. Inflexibility destroys you and others. In my first years as a priest, I thought I knew it all. I even considered myself a Puritan who was a step above, and some people even made me believe so. Until I came to realize that I was also a sinner. I was weak, clumsy, and had many limitations. The funny thing was that those who helped me to overcome this were the people I thought were sinners, who I had considered one step below me. I understood that it's all about living, walking together, helping one another. No one is more or less than anyone else. I've understood that I struggle in this life as a priest, you as a married man, you as a single woman, and so on. I've understood that I cannot measure anyone or even myself. We must live life and do our best. We must do things for the greater glory of God. It will be given to you. Make the most of that gift you have. Give yourself to others. Do what makes you happy. Don't stop fighting for what is good for you. You have so much life in you, and you are throwing it away in bed, watching TV. Don't let your life be spent on Netflix or social media. Do something for yourself and for others. Use the gift that God has given you. Always remember that something good is on the way. God bless you and protect you in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.